Thrive Talk.
Real candid conversations about what it takes to live, work, and play on your own
Thrive Talk.
I literally jump for joy to both inspire and energize you to act on your own creative endeavors. Together, let's have a blast and
Thrive Talk.
Thrive Talk.
Thrive Talk.
I just love Thrive Talk.
Drum roll, please. It is the final episode of season one. We're fancy. We're celebrating.
It Yay!
Good time. Yes, if you're not seeing this, it's because you're not on the YouTube video. If you haven't seen the YouTube videos yet, they're about what you would expect. But you should definitely go check it out, if anything, see our headwear.
It's not all about the production. It's about the content.
Well, yes. And that's because I am your producer slash...
master of ceremonies.
So we're continuing our conversation from last time about money, 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 money.
Yes.
And I think you teased me last time and you said something about referrals.
Yeah, definitely.
I need to know all about this. So fill me in, sister.
To recap a little bit of last episode, if you hadn't previously listened to
on
it yet,
Thrive Talk.
Right? Yeah. I explained kind of the psychology behind money and why people charge what they charge, because it's just not for that moment in time or the production and stuff they have to do for the services, but it's their education, it's their quality of life. And then, you know, the big takeaway was that money really is just energy exchange in a form of appreciation for providing services, craft, you know, talents, products, all that good stuff. Right. So we also talked about how there's so many different layers to money.
Mm-hmm.
we could have a whole season on money.
We really could should think about that.
I know. It's in consideration box. So I think you're referring to like when someone refers you,
mm-hmm.
you know,
like all my business, everything I've ever gotten.
Right. Exactly. And same with me. And, you know, I have seen in the photography industry it done where there are people that pay referral fees and offer referral fees and people that don't.
What do you mean by referral fees? Let's start there.
Well, like, Sam, you send a client my way mm-hmm. and you're my client. I take 10% off your next assignment.
Oh, okay.
Or I give you cash.
Right.
For it. That's a referral fee.
Okay.
Not everybody calls them that, but I'm one of the photographers that I don't really do referrals. I don't network and collect money that way. Because the other thing we were talking about in the last, that we teased on about the last episode, was that creating a relationship with your clients and creating of such a value that they want to send you more business because they appreciate what they do for you. And so you're like, no, you got to use this person because they're so great. You're going to love them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a gift in itself to you. That's almost like a tip in sorts from your client. And
as we learned last time, to ensure proper service.
Yes. The idea behind a referral system, I think, negates and is kind of like, I don't want to say it because I don't want to put down anybody, especially if you use referral systems, because there are definite ways to be used effectively and it works for some people, and people can make anything work.
I'm sure,
you know, like,
yeah.
But for me to only be getting a job because of the money that I'm getting back,
mm-hmm.
it makes me a little nervous, because who is that person? Is that person only coming to me because somebody got paid to bring them to me?
Right.
Or they're coming to me because they love my services and who I am and what I can give to them, the whole package kind of thing.
Right.
And
they're starting from a lack, not from an abundance, right?
Absolutely. Okay. That's a beautiful way to put it. High five.
I've been around you for a minute. I've picked up some things, y'all.
And you're bringing them to the fire.
Bringing them to the fire.
So, you know, I get it. Like, at the end of the year, I give bonuses to the people that work for me. For
okay.
sure.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
as a gratitude.
Sweet.
I get to choose how much it is. It's not because of anything they did. It's all about my appreciation for who they are and the relationship that we have.
Right.
Not because X, Y, and Z happened.
Gotcha.
And so when that whole referral fee or discounting somebody's invoice because they referred you to somebody mm-hmm. sounds really great. But what if you want to stop giving that discount?
Mm.
It gets kind of weird on the next invoice. Like,
yeah.
Well, you gave me that last time. Well, you got it because of this. And
right.
if you send me more people, I will do. It's just an odd conversation.
Right.
Now, one thing I do is that when two people come to a session back to back, and I'm pretty much doing one session or two portraits within maybe a little bit more time than just the one session, I'll give each of them a little discount for coming at back-to-back session.
Right, for making it easier on you.
Making it easier on me.
Right.
So there's always ways to maneuver around that, especially between vendors in the wedding photography industry. Mm-hmm. So if you kind of have an industry that, you know, has a collection of vendors that multiple people use, and if you use this coordinator, this florist, this photographer, and this, everybody will give you 10% off. What if that florist doesn't jive with my client like I jive with my client?
Yeah.
Something like that, especially when it's a service industry, it's so interesting to me how important relationships are and connecting with people. Let's take a quick break.
If you're drowning in a sea of sticky notes, you need to get the Thrive Focus Journal. Jen came up with this thing from the chaos that was her former life. It's not just a daily planner. It's a way to transform your visions into reality. Bold claim, I know, but it's true. It's a game-changing journal that will keep you motivated and accountable. How? There are customizable sections, prompts, affirmations, and exercises along the way to help you get things done. It's like having a personal assistant who won't steal your snacks. It's pure, unadulterated organization, a place for gratitude, high fives, and reflecting check-ins. Get yours now on Jen's website. That's JenNocken.com. Think of this as your first step towards achieving success.
All right, let's get back to talking. I ask when I'm interviewing potential clients for especially weddings.
I love that, interviewing potential clients, yes.
Right. I ask them certain questions because I don't want to try to provide something that I'm not really excited about providing.
Right.
That's not where my value is.
Yeah.
I actually said to a bride today, you know, I asked her how she came to me. And it was, I'd seen my friends' photos on their social media accounts that you took, and we've heard really good things about you. And it made me feel very comfortable because in my eyes, birds of a feather flock together. And I love my clients. So if I enjoy photographing another person's wedding and they refer me, pretty sure I'm going to enjoy that person
right.
too.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, so in referrals, when it comes to altering your price or giving or receiving monetary value for referrals, that's not as important to me as understanding who it is and where they're coming from, and to make sure that I'm of value and in a relationship with them as much as a quality of service that I can provide.
So what are some of the ways, what are some of the things that you do to give those, you know, bonuses, as you say, to...
Well, like vendors, especially ones that I really connect with, I'll take them out to dinner and then we get to sit down for an hour and have a quality conversation and get to know each other and understand what each other needs and see if I can help them with their businesses and maybe they can help me with mine. Not necessarily referring people, but in other things like pricing or how to market.
Right,
or
right.
I actually created, when I first moved to Baton Rouge, a bridal event that was as much a networking event with other local vendors as it was bringing brides to the table. We all invited our own clients that we'd already booked in hopes that there was a vendor there in our circle of really great people to work with.
Yeah.
You know, maybe one or two vendors of each kind of category were there. Super intimate. We really got to know each other. Super easy. It wasn't like a big trade show. So creating those kind of situations where you can build a relationship and build confidence within your network is, I think, more valuable when it comes to receiving a referral. Holding on to a relationship with your clients and providing a good quality service, both with your craft or talent and with your personality, however that is, showing up authentically so that you're attracting people that you like to work with, is going to attract more people organically.
I love it. So since this is our final episode of this season one, I think maybe now we should kind of go over a few of the highlights from this season. What are the big takeaways? What are the things that you really want people to start incorporating into their practice?
One of the reasons why we left pricing and money for the last two episodes is because everything that we talked about leading up to these last two episodes was there to build confidence, to establish boundaries, to step back and connect with your core values, bring you into a space that when you spill out that number, when you say that number, whatever that price, the monetary value that you have put on your craft or services or products comes and rolls off easily.
Right.
And we were talking about it last episode.
Yeah.
You were saying how like you kind of choke up and then you over explain why.
Yeah.
There's a difference between over explaining and educating people on your services.
Fair.
Right.
Yeah.
And educating it comes from a space of confidence and a space of this is what I need to charge because I have value in myself and I like and love what I do.
Yeah.
So that's more passion. Over explaining comes from a place that I'm not quite sure if what I'm charging I'm valuable enough to do.
Okay.
So we need to get the person that's not quite sure to this space. It doesn't matter what that price is.
Yeah.
It's all about a mindset, which is what our lean in exercises are all about, is cultivating, and what this first season was all about, cultivating confidence and a space where you can thrive because this is your passion. This is your livelihood. This is who you are and want to be as a career professional.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. That's a greater good thing. You asked, you're like, how do we do that? How do we say with confidence? And all that it is practice.
Yeah. Like sitting in front of the mirror kind of thing, or like.
Or like saying
just walking up to people and be like, I charge this amount of money.
Right. Or like when your friends are around, you're in your group circle and you can interject that money just casually.
Yeah.
And let them flow off.
You notice how I wouldn't even say what my rate was right now?
Like as you shouldn't. Because it's going up, right?
Yeah, right.
Everybody's going to have to come back to this. I mean, even in my 20 years as a professional career photographer, I still get hung up and caught up in my value. It's something that's never going to go away.
Yeah.
We're human nature.
Right.
We might just be having a bad day.
Right.
There's a lot of things on a psychological level that can affect that.
Absolutely.
In the same way that it can bring it down, it can also elevate it, which is why we need to work on our mindset.
Mm.
That's why you need to evolve as a person and grow in confidence and understand that your negative talk and speak is affecting you and that you need to change it.
We should definitely hit on, when do you go up on your prices?
Oh, yeah. For me, it's always been when I started getting too much work.
Oh, okay.
That's a beautiful indicator. You start getting really busy.
Right.
Another thing is inflation. I had to go up on my prices this year.
Which we are currently experiencing.
Currently experiencing. I mean, those are two things that come to mind right away. But there's other factors. Maybe you have gained more overhead.
Mm.
Maybe you haven't raised your prices in a while and it's time.
Yeah.
You'll be inspired. You'll know when that inspiration hits. I suggest stepping in and talking to a mentor. It's a good thing to hire a business coach for.
Yeah.
I have a lot of resources that I can send your way that are both free and paid for. If you're having a hard time with it, you've got to seek support like anything you would do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was coaching another photographer and they don't really know how to use one of the programs that almost every photographer needs to use.
Yeah.
So you need to go and seek support to learn how to do it. It's a combination of knowing and trusting your instinct, creating the mindset of your self-value,
because
you are your own best friend your entire life, the only person that is the most consistent with you your whole life. So building that up and owning into the value that you can provide and trying not to compare yourself to other people.
Mm.
And another time I've raised my prices is when my competitors started to raise their prices.
Oh,
so,
right.
I mean, that's another indication. So
yeah.
There's several. And it just really depends on the industry. It depends on you as a person. Now, one thing I do want to say, I recently moved from a office back into a home office as a transition, but I'm not decreasing my prices because my overhead went down.
Right.
Never go down.
Never go down.
And the same with the referral fee. If you discount an invoice because they referred somebody, that's actually going down in your price.
Mm.
Now, if you're having a sale, mm-hmm. that's temporary 3 days because of a celebration or a certain time period, whatever. Those happen all the time, but you're going right back to another price. There's terms and conditions.
Yeah. Well, now you have a lot of regular clients that you'll see multiple times throughout their lifespan. And sometimes it will be big gaps in time between you see them. So I'm sure you've had price jumps
yeah.
between sessions with clients. So how do you handle telling those clients, do they expect, are people yeah, mostly demanding
for the most
of that?
Part, I'm preemptive. So I sent an email out this last time I raised my prices and said, effective now, everything is going up $50 for the portraits. Yeah. And, you know, this is happening and this is happening.
So that's why having a really good email.
Yeah, we didn't even get into any of that this.
So I know. I'm like, I have so many ideas for season two now.
Put
seriously.
Them in the content box.
Yeah, we're going to have to put it in the content box. And we really want to hear from all of you. These were quick little snacks almost on a whole bunch of different topics. And we can definitely dig in and have a meal on something if we
yeah,
want.
Yeah, I would be happy. You know what? You're right. Like, I'm one of those people that have to be invited into a conversation.
Yeah.
In order for me to fully show up. And it's difficult when you're online and you have all these people just randomly right. seeing you, don't know what they want. But if I know what somebody wants to talk about, I can focus in. I am a big picture person mm-hmm. that loves to fan a flame. I love
yes, she does.
Like, come on, let's figure out how we can all be successful.
She is the fire starter.
So yeah, definitely let us know what it is that you want to hear about, because the minute I get an invitation to talk about something, we're all in.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for season one of
Thrive Talk. Gotta live my life.
All right, y'all. We'll see you in season two. Later.
Peace.
We also invite you to listen to our extended version of the Affirmation Mix on our YouTube channel at Thrive Talk. THRIV Talk.
The music you hear was created by Cindy Wonderful. To access free resources, log on to Jen Oken's website at jennoken.com. If you found value from this episode, tell a friend. And if you have a moment, leave us a review. Tell us what you think.